The expectation that the government will today unveil its plan for life after COVID-19 generates the lead story in four of today's papers. The Irish Independent, Irish Times, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror all report that a phased return to the workplace is to begin from September 20th, while almost all COVID restrictions are to be lifted by late October. It's also expected that larger crowds are to be permitted at sporting and cultural events, and that ceremonies such as communions and confirmations will be allowed to return from next week, while indoor sports and bingo and dance and drama classes for children are to be allowed from the 20th of September. Music to our ears is the headline in the Mirror. And the Independent reports that the wearing of face masks in certain indoor settings will be one of the few restrictions to remain in place past the end of October. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports on the apology issued by Cork University Maternity Hospital to the family of Marie Downey, who suffered from epilepsy, who died at the hospital along with her four-day-old baby while they were both in its care in March 2019. An inquest into their deaths was opened yesterday but was later adjourned after legal representatives for the hospital raised concerns about the admissibility of an independent review of the case. And the main picture on the front of today's paper is of a smile Marie Downey holding baby Dara in her arms. Both of today's Northern papers lead with the appeal for people to stay away from A&E units except for medical emergencies. Royal Victoria Hospital A&E consultant and vice president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Paul Kerr, tells the Irish News that soaring COVID admissions have resulted in vulnerable patients being left on trolleys for up to 2 days. Dr. Kerr also speaks about the chronic shortage of nurses and the number of consultants who are currently on sick leave due to the intensity of their workload. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph reports on a case in which a woman who walked out of Craigavon area hospital after spending more than 5 hours sitting on a waiting room chair received a visit at her home in the middle of the night from police officers warning her to return to the hospital because she had suffered a heart attack. Elsewhere on the front pages, The Times gives front page coverage to the final withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan yesterday, bringing the country's involvement in the 20-year war to a formal end. The Irish Sun leads with Joe Duffy's response to comments made by Ivan Yates, in which he said that he discourages clients who go to him for media training to talk to Joe. The Liveline presenter is quoted saying that he thinks Mr. Yates' clients should ask for their money back. And finally, The Independent runs with a picture on its front page of Paralympics medal winner swimmer Nicole Turner from Port Arlington, County Laois. Nicole's mum Bernie tells Saoirse Melgrew that they're already planning her homecoming party.